ओम हरिओं तत्सदगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिओं शिवसमारंभा व्यासशंकरमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंता वंदे गुरु परंपरा स्मृति पुराणालयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वंदे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्।
सत्यश्चिदात्मा विविधा कृतिश्चित्
सत्यश्चिदात्मा विविधा कृतिश्चित्
सिद्ध्येत् तत्सत्य चितो न भिन्ना सिद्धे पृथक् सत्य चितो न भिन्ना भूषा विकारा किमु सन्ति सत्यम् विना सुवर्णम् पृथगत्र लोके भूषा विकारा किमु सन्ति सत्यम् विना सुवर्णम् पृथगत्र लोके
चित् आत्मा चिदात्मा आत्मा यू हैव टू रिमेंबर द डेफिनेशन ऑफ द वर्ड आत्मा व्हाट इज आत्मा हियर आत्मा इज अ वर्ड यूज वर्ड इंप्लाइंग द नेचर ऑफ द रियलिटी ऑल द वर्ड्स used to mean the reality or only the words do not indicate the reality but they imply the nature of the reality or they reveal the reality in terms of its nature. I'm telling you again, when I say table, a table or light or picture or window or door, man or woman, every word reveals the object directly, is it? Indicates the through indication. A word reveals the object through indication. Oh, chair. Immediately, the word indicates this given object. Whereas Atma, Brahma, Sat, Chit, etc., these words do not indicate the reality directly, but they reveal the reality through implication in terms of its nature. So if you ask what is Atma, like no, chair, picture, light, space, everybody get the meaning, Atma. All the words you get the meaning directly. Atma, you can't arrive at it. So Atma is a word meaning the reality, revealing the reality, nature of, in terms of its nature. So, as apnoti sarvamiti atma. What is atma here? That which pervades everything. That which pervades everything means what now? So, absolute reality, the ultimate truth, pervading in and through everything, obtaining not as an object but as the very essential nature of every being, everything here is Atma. And what is that reality, the truth, which is of the nature of pervasive, all pervasiveness, and obtained as the innermost essence of the essential nature of every being, that is Chit. Chit Atma, Chidatma. There is no Atma other than Chit. Chideva Atma, Chidatma. Chit means what? It is the consciousness, is the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essential nature of every being, everything here. It means the very word Atma tells you reality will never be available for objectification or perception. Because just what? Sitting as the essential nature of everything. So Chideva Atma, Chidatma. And the Jishchit, which is the Atma, this Chit, the consciousness, which is the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the essential nature of every being, the, is what here he says, Satyaha. Chidatma is Satyaha. It is the reality, only reality. Satyaha means what here? Because Atma is a masculine gender word. The word Satyaha we are using, like Sat, Satya. Satyaha means the only reality. It is a Satchidatma eva Satyaha. The consciousness is the reality. Driving. So this is we say Satyaha. So Satyaha Chidatma. Chit Atma Satyaha is the only reality. Whenever you say Satyaha, maybe he is the truth. When you say truth, this is this consciousness which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, obtaining as the essence of every being, is the only truth. Reality means, what to say, this consciousness alone obtains as the existence of every being here. So he has brought in the existence also. Then that is the thing. Therefore, because this consciousness, the Atma, is the only truth, thereby it is the only, it alone obtains as the existence of everything here, is what a vividhakritihi chit. So it is this consciousness, chit alone, vividha akritihi. Akritihi means form. Vividha means variety. So vividha akritihi chit means it is this consciousness which alone is of, you know, various forms. Which means all the forms indicated by all the names, the words are nothing but forms of that only consciousness. Consciousness is of the nature of formlessness. Consciousness is one, but with only secondless consciousness alone obtains in varieties of forms. All the forms are of consciousness, all the forms are consciousness. Vividhakritihi. Like just as every wave is water, all the waves are the only reality water. So all the forms here there are only one form, wave. But here, the each element, all the five elements are what? The each element differs from every other element, isn't it? My God, space, fire, water, earth, all the five elements, completely different, that's why we call them five elements. But essentially, all the elements are consciousness. How can water and fire be one? Relatively they are different. Absolutely they are one. It's difficult to digest. When you say waves are water, it's easy. But when you say space is consciousness, now air is consciousness, fire is consciousness, water is consciousness, and then earth also is consciousness. So all the five elements are also what? Fivefold forms of consciousness. Consciousness is not any of these five elements. Consciousness is not any of these five elements, but every element is nothing but consciousness. That's why vividhakriti. That is why here in Tamil Nadu we have temples where we worship the Lord. Now you went and came, Chidambaram. There's temples exclusively for worshipping the Lord in a given form. The Chidambaram where you all went and came, the Lord is worshipped as the space, in the form of space. In Tiruvannamalai, Lord is worshipped as fire. We go to some other place, Tiruvannikaval, on the way to Coimbatore, we say Tiruvannikaval water. In Kanchipuram, we have earth element. As an ethic, we have, there's a temples, especially where Bhagavan is invoked, worshipped in the form of elements. The Panchasthalani, Panchabhutasthalani, we have the
Kalahasti
Vayu. We have these four temples. But what I'm saying, Vidhakriti means what? Varieties of form, various forms. Consciousness is of various forms. Vidhakriti. Not only elements. What about the elementals? All the elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile, immobile. We say Nama, Rupa, Karma, all the functions, all the experiences. Experiences of pains and pleasures, all the pairs of opposites, everything is what? Actually form of consciousness. The formless consciousness. Vividhakriti. Why? Because there is no truth, reality other than consciousness. Therefore, there is no existence of anything, no such thing called existence of anything other than consciousness, and this consciousness is what? It's a Atma. Chid Atma Vividhakriti Chit Satya Siddhet Prithak Satya Chitaha Na Bhinna. Satya Chitaha Prithak na bhinna na siddhyet. Satya chitaha prithak bhinna na siddhyet. Which means, bhinna means different, isn't it? Just as waves cannot exist independently, independent of the water, without the water waves will lose their existence, they cannot exist at all. Similarly here, let's use the example of water, I'm just saying. Without the consciousness, he says, Satya Chitaha Prithak, independent of consciousness, which is the reality, Bhinna Na Siddhyet. Separate from this consciousness, independent of consciousness, this Jagat will not be possible. All these forms, the world, constituted of varieties of forms will not be existent at all independent of consciousness, independently without consciousness. Is it clear? And he says, well, because consciousness is the absolute reality, Paramatma, Parambrahma. That is why he says, Satya Chitaha Prithaka means other than, apart from, independent of consciousness, Bhinna, separate from the consciousness, Prithaka Na Siddhyet. World of varieties of forms will not be existent at all, will not exist at all independently. Which means consciousness is the substance. All the forms are non-substantial, mithya. Therefore, all the words are also what now? The names are also non-substantial. All the namani, forms and names are non-substantial. The consciousness alone is what? The only substance. Therefore, what? All these forms are forms of the appearance of the consciousness alone. Now, why do you say here now that consciousness is the aham shabdartha? Consciousness is Brahma, is of the nature of limitlessness, and the consciousness is actually the substance of the substantive I. He talks about consciousness as the truth of everything, everything as the appearance of consciousness, and that consciousness, without the consciousness, Jagat will not exist at all, and that consciousness is the reality, existence. And what is consciousness? Where is it? How do you arrive at it? Only as the truth of I, in one's own mind. Only through jiva vichara, self-analysis, self-inquiry, with the help of the shastram, you arrive at the consciousness as the truth of one's own, as a very one's own self, as a truth of I. It's all not there. I have to supply all these things to make it clear. And he gives the example here. भूषाविकाराः किमु सन्ति सत्यम् विना सुवर्णम् पृथगत्र लोके. अत्र लोके इन् दिस् वर्ल्ड् विना सुवर्णम् विदौट् द गोल्ड् पृथक् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट्लि सेपरेट्लि विदौट् द गोल्ड् इन् दिस् वर्ल्ड् इस् इट् पासिबल् फार् आल् दि वेरैटीस् आफ् आर्नमेण्ट्स् इन् टर्म्स् आफ् नेम्स् अण्ड् फार्म्स् टु एन्जाय् एक्सिस्टेन्स् किमु किमु मीन्स् वाट् एक्चुलि किमु सन्ति लोके किम् उ किम् मीन्स् वाट् किमु लोके सन्ति मीन् वाट् नौ Are there something called ornament? Are there ornaments? The question. Akshepaarthe prashnaha. Are there ornaments? Kimu loke santi. Are there ornaments? What now ornaments? Bhusha vikaraha. Bhusha vikaraha means varieties of ornaments. Isn't it? Various modifications. The varieties of ornaments. Bhusha, bhushana means ornament. Isn't it? Bhushavikaraha kimu santi loke. Are there varieties of ornaments with different names in different forms? Ornaments obtaining in different forms and different names are there in this world independently without the gold? So the answer is what? No. Just as all the varieties of ornaments with different forms and different names cannot exist at all independently separate. Without the gold, so also all the names and forms, the living beings, non-living things, mobile, immobile, elements, the elementals, the whole entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, cannot exist at all independently outside of consciousness. Therefore, there's no reality which is the existence of the obtaining as the existence of everything other than consciousness. Consciousness, you see, we should understand everything is a consciousness only. But for you to arrive at everything being consciousness, you have to arrive at the consciousness being your own self, the truth of I. That is why Ramavarshi emphasizes Swaswarupa Anusandhanam, Swaswarupa Vicharaha. Enquiry into the self, enquiry into the nature of one's own self, with the help of the shastram, would result in the truth of I, the substance, the substantive I being consciousness. And you can understand consciousness being the only reality obtaining of existence of everything, all the forms and names here. So for whatever this whole jagat, the whole of the entire objective universe is nothing but appearance of consciousness. Appearance means what? Manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness manifest is the universe. Okay? The universe resolved is what? Consciousness. Consciousness manifest is universe. The universe resolved is what? Consciousness. Because it is not available for interaction when there is no manifestation. You can't work now. That is the power. Anyway, so what I want to say here, Vina Suvarnam, Atra Loke Prithagu, you can't give a better example than this. Gold, even though you don't, here you can say even the Karnakari Prakriya also can interpolate here. See, Bhusha Vikaraha, all the varieties of ornaments, the different, in different, obtaining in different forms with different names, all of them are what? Kivusanti Loke Suvarnam Vina. There is no world of ornaments, isn't it? Obtaining different forms and names without the gold. It all the ornaments of the what now? Appearance of the gold. Gold alone. Every ornament is gold. Gold is not any ornament, any form or any name. Which means, just as the ornament, the Namarupa is inseparable, non-separate from the gold, the reality, which lends existence to the name and form, any ornament, is here, this Jagat also is what? Non-separate, inseparable from consciousness, which is the reality, which lends existence to this Jagat. Is it clear? That's what he says in this. Satyaschidatma vivida kritischit.
Satyaschidatma vivida kritischit.
Siddhye prathak satyachito na bhinna.
Siddhye prathak satyachito na bhinna.
Bhusha vikara kimusanti satyam.
Bhusha vikara kimusanti satyam.
Vina suvarnam.
Vina suvarnam
prithagatra loke
prithagatra loke.
So if we remove the gold and then search for the substance called chain or bangle or bracelet or any form, and they'll all lose its, they won't be available. Without the gold there won't be any form.
Tadyushmadorasmadi
Sampratishtha
Sampratishtha
Tasmin Vinashte Smadi
Tasmin Vinashte Smadi
Moolabodhat
Moolabodhat
Tadyushmadasman
Tadyushmadasman
Mativarjitaika
Mativarjitaika
Sthitirjvalanti
Sthitirjvalanti
Sahajatmanasyat
Sahajatmanasyat
Tadyushmadorasmadi
Tadyushmadorasmadi
Sampratishtha
Sampratishtha
Tasmin Vinashte Smadi
Tasmin Vinashte Smadi
Moolabodhat
Moolabodhat
Tadyushmadasman
Tadyushmadasman
Mativarjitaika
Mativarjitaika
Sthitirjvalanti
Sthitirjvalanti
Sahajatmanasyat
Sahajatmanasyat.
See, anything indicated by the pronoun that, if you have any third person singular pronoun, is what? Tad. So any object and every object except one's own self is indicatable by the pronoun that. And yushmad means what? Then yushmad means you. Yushmad means, so any, the second person singular pronoun yushmad. Tad yushmad. A third person singular pronoun that, second person singular pronoun yushmad tvam. Tad yushmadoho asmadi sampratishta. Anything and everything indicated by any pronoun other than first person singular pronoun I, isn't it? Is what? Namarupa. A second person pronoun or a third person pronoun. Everything and anything, everything indicated by any pronoun. tad or yushmad. Third person singular pronoun, third person pronoun or second person pronoun, other than the first person singular pronoun. I is what? The namarupa. And then that, what is the, where does the any object indicate by third person singular pronoun, or where does the any object indicate by second person singular pronoun? Enjoy existence. Asmadi sampradishta. Asmad means I, first person singular pronoun. See here, asmad, I want to teach a little grammar today, okay? Asmad, say now.
Asmad,
yushmad,
yushmad,
tad,
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 yushmad,
yushmad,
asmad,
asmad.
Asmad means first I, aham. Asmad means aham, first person singular pronoun. Yushmad means tvam, second person singular pronoun. And tad means third person singular pronoun. And he says, tad yushmadoho asmadi sampratishta. Where is that anything indicated by the pronoun? That is established where? Only in the substance of the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun. Where does anything indicate by the second person singular pronoun? Yushmad. That's also established only in the consciousness, substance or substantive I. The tad also remains established, enjoys existence only in I. This also enjoys, when, means that, this or you, isn't it? Anything indicated by any pronoun enjoys existence where? Only in the I. Which means, what is I here? The experiencer, knower, consciousness. Which means, there cannot be any object indicated by the pronoun, third person singular pronoun, or any other pronoun, or any second person pronoun, other than consciousness, the substance or the substantive I, the first person singular pronoun. Which means, you can say I, you, that, this, this difference also can resolve where? Or I, you, this, that, all these differences can be resolved where? Only in the truth of all of the being one and the same. So, tad asmad, tad yushmad, tad yushmadoho asmadi sampratishta. Asmadi sampratishta. Now I can say, now, ve tarangaha jale sampratishtaha. Means what? Tarangaha jale sampratishtaha. Means what? The wave is established in the water. Means what? Wave, water is the substratum which lends existence to the wave. Similarly, asmad, asmadi sampratishta means the any object indicated by any pronoun, that or this, all of them, isn't it, remains established in the consciousness which is the substance of the substantive I. Where does that exist? In me. Where does you exist? You, indicated by me, you exist in me. Where does this exist? In me. If for you to say everything exists in me, what should you be for you? For you to say everything exists in me, exists in I, the consciousness, what should you be for you? Consciousness. For everyone, I must be what now? The substance or the substantive I must be consciousness, atma, not the anatma, body, mind, sense complex, isn't it? So relatively, you have to say, I'm an individual having all this body mind complex. 8 o'clock you feel hungry, and when you're tired, who is getting tired? Everything, isn't it? Mind gets tired. I tell you, the only one thing which gets tired is the mind. When the mind gets tired, and physically you feel very involved and tired, okay, you never get tired. Mind doses, it's not you. But you are helpless, okay? You can only be witness, you can't do anything about it. So, asmadi sampratishtha. Now, jale tarangaha sampratishtha. Wave is established in the water. So, also every object indicatable by any pronoun is established in the Atma, the consciousness. There is no substance of the substantive I. If you really search for I, you search for the wave, inquire into the nature of the wave, wave should be, wave will finally end where? Only in water. You cannot go beyond water. Understand? The wave, you inquire and inquire and inquire, you cannot go beyond water. To transcend the form and name, you cannot go beyond that. Like that, when you inquire what this I is, you cannot go beyond consciousness. Therefore, asmadi sampratishtha. Tasmin vinashte asmadi moolabodhat. Then what happens? Asmadi moolabodhat. Asmadi means in one's own self. Asmadi moolabodhat. But through asmadi here means what? Through self-enquiry. Through self-enquiry, with the help of the Shastram, with the help of Shravanam, Asmadi, Moolabodhat, when you arrive at the truth of the I, Moolabodhat is what? Knowledge of the truth of I is what? Asmadi Moolabodhat. Moola means the truth, beyond nothing, which beyond which one cannot go any further in inquiry. It's called the moolam. Okay? So what is the moolam? When you inquire into the nature of the wave. Similarly, moola bodha means knowledge. Moola bodhat, through the knowledge of the truth of I, being consciousness, through self-enquiry with the help of the Shastram, what happens? Tasmin vinashte. The every object, the entire world, all the forms and names indicated by any pronoun other than I, that and this, everything will become negated, falsified as mithya. Tasmin vinashte means what? When the whole jagat. Tasmin vinashte means all the forms and names, all the object which forms a name which constitute this entire universe is called Tasmin Vinashte. When the entire objective universe consisting of varieties of forms and names indicated by any pronoun and every pronoun that and this become resolved, Vinashte means what? When they become resolved and negated, it's called Sati Saptami. Tasmin Vinashte means when the world is negated, when all the forms and names, all the objects which constitute this jagat and every object indicated by what? Any pronoun, that or this other than I, everything becomes negated, falsified as mithya. When you arrive at the truth of the whole, as the truth of I, through self and an inquiry with the help of the Shastram. Understand? There is no that, there is no this, there is no you, there is no object, there is no namarupa other than the truth. They are all there. Therefore, the plurality, the diversity is what? Is there, empirically there, perceptually there. That is why it is vyavaharikam satyam. It is very much there, but absolutely it is not there. Therefore, it is mithya. And what is absolutely there? That which alone shines as everything is what? The substance or substantive. I, the consciousness. So it is the consciousness which is the truth of everything, then which obtains as the existence of everything. See, repeatedly he says the same thing.
तद्युष्मदस्मन्
मतिवर्जितैका
तद् युष्मद् अस्मत् मतिवर्जित एका स्थितिः तत् युष्मत् अस्मत् मतिवर्जित एका स्थितिः ज्वलन्ति स्यात् सहजात्मनः. Therefore, for the one who has recognized the consciousness through self-enquiry with the help of the Shastram, through Shravanam, and thereby one has discovered the consciousness being the existence of everything, thereby one who does not see a second reality other than consciousness, for whom the consciousness is the only secondless non-dual reality, such a person is called what? Sahajatma. Okay? Sahajatma. And Sahajatmanaha, such a man of vision, is his favorite love. Only one thing shines afterwards. Only one jvalanti sthitihi syat. Only one thing shines afterwards. What is that? No? Tad युष्मद् अस्मद् वर्जित एका स्थितिः. द ओन्ली रियालिटी द कॉन्शियसनेस अलोन शाइन्स वेर इन दैट दिस यू आई ऑल द डिफरेंसेस आर रिजॉल्व फॉर गुड फॉर हिम. ही मे बी यूजिंग द प्रोनाउन दैट एंड दिस यू एंड आई रिलेटिवली बट एब्सोल्यूटली इन हिज विजन देर इज नो आई देर इज नो this, there is no you, there is no that, all these differences. Why do you have used that, this, you, I, this, asmad, yushmad, isn't it, tad, these differences become negated, falsified as nitya, resolved for good for him, absolutely, through the vision of the consciousness as one's own self, as the very truth of I, which arises through self-enquiry through Shravanam with the help of the Shastram. Is it clear? Try, but it's okay. I don't, that's why. Sthitihi jvalanti syat. Only one thing alone shines. Sthitihi jvalanti syat. See, in the wake of the water, you will be seeing once, until you see the truth of the wave being water, you will be enjoying the waves as the reality, ocean as the reality. But having arrived at the truth of the wave being water, then you will be still perceiving, the perception of the waves and the ocean will not go, but still cognitively you have resolved the wave ocean, all the wave differences, all the differences in the water, without losing sight of the water. In spite of perceiving the wave ocean difference, wave difference, what now? You remain established in the vision of the, with the vision of the water being the only truth, everything being the water, which means cognitively resolve the differences. Similarly, for this person also, who has arrived at the truth of one's own self, substance or substantive I, with the help of the Shastram, through Shravanam, through self-enquiry, then naturally he understands there is no existence of the universe other than this consciousness. Therefore, in that consciousness, he cognitively resolves what? I, that, this and you, all these differences, he resolves in that. So even though relatively he uses the pronouns, for him the differences are there still perceptually, but absolutely cognitively has resolved those differences. Okay? Therefore, that state of vision remains forever. Sthitihi vilasanti sya. Like same thing, like participle. Which means, why vilasanti sya? It will never go. The vision will never go. Okay?
Om Purnamidah Purnamidah Purnat Purnam Udashyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva. शिष्यते ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ